Hebrews 11 in your Bibles, Hebrews chapter 11. And I want you to look with me, if you would, two verses in this text, both of which talk about the report, and specifically the good report of a believer's faith. Verse 39 says, "And these all, having obtained a good report through faith." And of course, the beginning of the chapter says this, verse 1, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Here it is. "For by it," by that faith, "the elders obtained a good report." I want to talk tonight and speak about, from this great chapter, how to obtain a good report card. You know, back in the 80s, I used to teach high school, junior high, as a young fella. And I always told the students every year at the beginning of each year that every one of them could end up with a good report card at year's end if they would just do two things. Number one, if they would just listen during class, and they might as well, they're in there for an hour with me stuck anyway, and it's really like an hour study hall for whatever else is going they're going to be tested on. So I said, number one, just listen during class, and number two, just do the classwork. And good reports are always the result, really, of trusting the instructor. Now that said, what the writer of Hebrews is talking about here is a report card, a good report, a report card in heaven itself. In fact, it's many report cards that are recorded over many centuries concerning many, many people, all who received basically the same grade, without any subjectivity, without any error, without any cheating or stealing or bribing. All of the people we're going to look at tonight received a good report, and as such, it's a very powerful reminder tonight to all of us here of what really matters in life, both in this world and in the next. Let's pray. Father, please help us tonight for the next few moments to understand the power and the meaning behind these words in this amazing chapter. And in so doing, Father, help us all in this room desire to obtain a good report through faith. We'll praise you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Some years ago, my mom was going through all of these pictures, memorabilia, at her house, and she came across a big stack of certificates, a big stack of pictures and report cards from my childhood. These are report cards that she sent to me at that time and gave me back for my keeping, I guess. And so, for the most part, when I looked through these ancient documents, I noticed that the grades were pretty good. No problem with the grades, but the conduct, unfortunately, was pretty bad. I mean, every single, you know, they get the little comment section at each quarter, and it said, "Jimmy does not sit still. Jimmy talks too much. Jimmy bothers other students. Jimmy is easily distracted." There was one that said, "We must have a conference!" ! I was ADD before ADD was cool. Amen. In other words, during grade school, Jimmy did not obtain a good report, at least as far as conduct. And you know, I come to this text and I come to this good report, and I want you to notice four very important truths from one of the truly great chapters in the Bible, the Word of God. When I was a young man, I memorized Hebrews chapter 11, and I could recite it, repeat it back, word for word. Now that I'm older, 59 years of age, I'm pretty sure the first word is "now," and everything after that, I have a tough time. I also know the basic outline of this chapter. Abel is faith worshiping. Enoch is faith working. Noah is faith walking. And Abraham and Sarah are faith waiting, and so on. All of these, you understand, are people that are listed. They obtain, quote, a good report. They receive this good report in and from heaven. So this is a report card that was worth recording, if you will, in the Word of God. However, I want you to look down at verse 36. It says, "and others." Now, that's an interesting little transition, is it not? Who are these others? Are these people who obtained a bad report? Let's read it. "And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawn asunder. They were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and dens and caves of the earth." Now, wait a minute. Because I want to say this. When you see what the Holy Spirit of God has done by design in this chapter, recognizing, realizing that immediately this is not by accident, that all of these people with these differing circumstances in this chapter were placed in the Bible in two completely different categories. And then, in the final analysis at the end of the chapter, they are all, these two different categories, they are all by God accounted as one. What do you mean, Pastor? Well, let's look at it again. Look at verse 33. It talks about those who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, that quenched the violence of fire, and so it goes. That's the crowd that obtained a good report. And then verse 36, and others. They had trial of cruel mocking, scourgings, bonds, imprisonment. But then it says in verse 39, I love these three words, and these all. And these all having obtained a good report by faith. In other words, follow this carefully. A good report by heaven's accounting is not based on the outside circumstances. You know, if you look at the early part of this chapter and all the good grades of all these people, they're indicative of victory, right? I mean, you think about by faith Noah did this, and it says by faith Jacob, by faith Moses. That's the first part of Hebrews chapter 11, is it not? It's a long litany of overcoming. And then he says in verse 32, look at it again, and what shall I more say? For the time would fail to tell me of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and Jephthah and David also and Samuel and of the prophets who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. In other words, the writer says, I don't have time. I don't have the time or the ink or the parchment to tell you about all of the overcomers in the hall of faith. Those who subdued kingdoms and stopped the mouths of lions. No doubt Daniel was one of those he thought of. Those who quenched the violence of the fire, those Hebrew children, no doubt, included in that group, who, by the way, did not quench the fire. But they did quench the violence of the fire. And you know what? We love to preach on those. They did not burn, they did not bend, they did not bow. And everyone says amen to those kinds of messages about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And we should. And then it says in verse 36, and others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with a sword, were wandered about in sheepskins. I want to say this. These all, and they all, it says, having obtained a good report. I've done this oftentimes in this room, in this audience, either here or in the old building, divided the group in the middle by the middle aisle. I'm going to do that again by way of illustration for this. And in this way, I want you to understand and think that on this side of the auditorium, everybody from this middle aisle and over all the way to the end over there, you're going to be all of the people in the first half of Hebrews chapter 11. In other words, you're the people that are described in this chapter who subdued kingdoms and who wrought righteousness. You are the crowd tonight that escaped the edge of the sword. You're Joseph and Moses and Noah and Enoch. All of you are on this side of the auditorium over here. And then from the middle aisle and this side of the auditorium all the way over to that door are those, these on my right, are those in the last portion of Hebrews chapter 11 that we just read about. And you represent all the people from verse 35 to verse 38 who did not quench the violence of the fire. All of these over here who did not escape the edge of the sword, you're the ones who had those cruel mockings and scourgings and bonds and imprisonments. And of course, none of your names, did you notice in this part of the chapter, and this is by design through the Holy Spirit, none of your names are written down in the Word of God. Except to say that you are the others of whom the world is not worthy. Except to say that you also obtained a good report by faith. Both groups are in the chapter. Both groups are described in the chapter. And both of them together are why this chapter teaches us so much about what it really means to get a good report card. Not from man, not from your pastor, not from other believers, but from heaven and God Himself. Four things I want you to notice. The first one is that, number one, Both of these reports included trouble. You say, wait a minute, Pastor, you said over here these are the ones that are happy and they're successful and they did this awesome stuff, and over here we don't have their names and they didn't get the quench and they didn't escape. Both of these groups lived their lives by faith and experienced trouble. Everybody on this side that we read about and just described obviously had troubles. Boy, did they ever. We read about them. They were stoned and you were sawn asunder. It sounds like some sort of an experience with ISIS in the Middle East. You were slain with a sword and destitute and afflicted and tormented. People on this side and in this half of Hebrews 11 were tortured and did not accept or receive deliverance. That is the experience surrounding their report card, their life's testimony. But you know what? What a lot of people, for whatever reason, seem to overlook is that even on this side, including these that we love to hear their stories of victory and faith and so on, even on the so-called sunnier side of Hebrews 11, there is still an awful lot of trouble in their life of faith. We love the story, again, of Daniel in the lion's den, the miracle of his deliverance. But don't forget, folks, he was arrested. Anybody here been arrested for your faith? Don't forget, he was arrested. He was set up and lied about by people who hated him. He was falsely accused. He was apprehended. He was thrown down into a lion's den. Anybody here want to sign up for that fun time of obtaining a good report? Same thing is true for the three Hebrew children. If you think about it, once again, we love to hear sermons on that. And we have children's songs about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. When I was younger in the Southern Gospel church I attended, we had a song that said, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, to the king's house, to the fire they go. I mean, it was a giddy song. It was a happy song. We all know that they didn't burn because of the miracle man. Bum, 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 bum. I mean, it was like, come on, man, it's a happy song. Can I tell you something? They weren't happy. That song did not reflect their experience at all because it was not a happy occasion. As we said, they did not quench the fire, did they? Their faith, God quenched the violence of the fire. In other words, they were still arrested. They were still threatened, and they were still thrown into a furnace. Anybody here want to volunteer for that ministry? Getting thrown into fire. Not knowing, because they said, but if not. Verse 34 says that some on this side escaped the edge of the sword. Okay, so, hallelujah. Over here, people escaped the edge of the sword. What does that mean? There's a sword chasing you. You escaped it. But anybody here want to say, well, you know, I want, and do you hear that from the Houston church? Hey, the sword's going to come and chase you. They escaped the edge of the sword. It means that the edge of the sword was after them and almost got them. God just helped them and they escaped it. And again, the same thing is true for every single person on this side. You go through the chapter. Read about all those great heroes of the faith, Abraham and Noah and Joseph and Jacob. Doesn't matter who it is, all of them experience almost identical troubles as those on this side. It's an amazing reality. Look at verse 35. Women received their dead raised to life again. Well, amen. I mean, the widow of Zarephath, that's one. She saw her son raised to life. But do you realize at first her son died? There's heartache there. There's pain and there's sorrow. Her little boy died. And folks, again, it's a very important, helpful reminder from our Lord as you consider the report card of the faithful. Because that brings us to the second lesson. Both sides, both report cards include trouble, but both report cards therefore also include temptations. What do you mean? Look at verse 38. It says, of whom the world was not worthy, they wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and in caves of the earth. Now, we know some of the ones in the Old Testament that God is describing here who wandered in caves and dens. Elijah, Jeremiah, Amos. On many occasions, it was David himself found himself wandering in caves and in dens. And yes, as we note in the Psalms that David writes about, he was tempted. There's a temptation. And the temptation is, when you're on this side of Hebrews chapter 11, to ask the question, why? To become bitter or resentful about your circumstances. Why did our people find the edge of the sword? But I know people that escaped the edge of the sword. Lord, why are we destitute over here and wandering in the wilderness? But over here, I know people, believers, who have all kinds of testimony of prosperity and blessing and answered prayer. I don't understand, Lord. You see, the temptation here is to become bitter. Doubtful, lose your faith. Listen to the whisperings of Satan. But hear this carefully, because on this side of Hebrews 11, there's also temptation, as I mentioned with David. Because on this side, you can become boastful if you're not careful. Look at verse 29. By faith, they pass through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians essaying to do were drowned. That's a great story. But don't forget what happened to a whole bunch of them when they crossed over at Sinai and Pharaoh's army was drowned in the bottom of the sea. A whole bunch of them became very proud. Verse 30, by faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. Amen. Another great story. We sing songs as well about the walls of Jericho. But remember what happened immediately after those walls came down and at Ai? And you'll notice that Achan did not receive a good report. Because there's a temptation as well when it comes to victory and grace. The temptation on this side of Hebrews chapter 11 is pride or self-reliance. And the temptation is to assume that you're better than this crowd, who maybe didn't escape. You might even be tempted to point your finger and say, well, they must have had a lack of faith, because that didn't happen in my situation. The violence of the fire, the edge of the sword, the mouth of the lion. And in that pride and in that prosperity and self-reliance, smugness, there are some folks who on this side of Hebrews chapter 11 might look over here and, you know, over here they write the books. How I overcame the edge of the sword. How to be the overcomer. You can and you will receive your miracle. 5 habits of highly effective lion slayers. The art of thinking big and the fiery furnace, whatever. And the poor people on this side scrape up just enough money to buy your books. Because you must have a secret they don't have. And in yielding to that temptation, there's either going to be boastfulness or bitterness. That didn't happen to any of these, because they obtained a good report. These all obtained a good report by faith. A good report in God's economy, you see. It's not a matter of whether you escaped the edge of the sword or didn't. It's not measured by whether you did or whether you didn't get healed in answer to prayer. Because in both instances, you can bring glory to God. In both. God does not issue good reports according to the world's standard of success. By the way, do you ever think about this? Do you ever think about that's why that when the world looks at Hebrews chapter 11 and they see all these stories over here? When the lost in the world and the scorners look at the stories of crossing the Red Sea on dry land or marching around the walls of Jericho or stopping the mouths of a lion or defeating a Philistine giant, the world looks at all that and they say, oh, it's a bunch of fables and fairy tales. It's not true. It's myths. And then when the world looks at these stories over here on this side and all of those who were slain with the sword, scourged, imprisoned, burned for their faith, and they say, where's your God? Why, if there is a God, why would a God of love allow a powerful God even allow such a thing? So their thinking is completely, obviously, dark and carnal with the realities of life and the kingdom of God. But may it not be so with us. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. It brings us a third thing in the text concerning the good report. We said they both have troubles, they both have temptations. The good report in this text, both included trust. In fact, that's the key to everything. Look at verse 32 again. And what shall I more say? For the time would fail to tell me of Gideon, of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, and David also, and Samuel of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens, women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, and so it goes until it says, and these all. Verse 39, and these all. See, there are two sides of Hebrews 11 all mentioned together, entirely different outcomes in the midst of almost identical trials. So how is it they all obtain a good report? Because verse 39 applies to all of them. These all. Having obtained a good report through faith. You see, folks, the faith that Daniel had when he prayed in the midst of the lion, those lions was a wonderful thing. And Daniel obtained a good report because of that faith. In fact, there are three names in the Old Testament of men who through faith stopped the mouths of the lion, as verse 33 says. David did it, Samson did it, Daniel did it. And what a good report because of that faith. They obtained that good report because they trusted. But I want to remind you that there are and have been thousands of believing Christians who died at the mouth of lions, as Romans threw them. They didn't stop the mouths of the lions. They, in fact, because of the Roman spectacle, were tortured, not, as the Bible says, not accepting deliverance. We don't sing that many songs in Sunday school about those martyrs. But in heaven, they obtain a good report. The three Hebrew children that were thrown in the fire and the deliverance of faith, they obtained a good report. And boy, again, we love to tell that story, I do, and love to preach on it and sing songs about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Well, once again, I want to remind you that there are others, a multitude of believers who were burned at the stake. Not accepting deliverance. They had trial of cruel mockings in heaven. Guess what? They obtained a good report, just like Shadrach and Meshach. Because again, a good report and a good report card in heaven is not determined by earthly outcomes. It's not a matter of worldly success or failure. There are women in our church who have prayed and begged God to give them children when the doctor said it could not be done. And boy, the joy when God answered those prayers. There are other women in our church who prayed in the exact same manner and in the similar circumstance, but no miracle was granted to them. They love God. They come to the same church. They claim many of the same verses. So what was the difference, Pastor? Can I tell you what it is not? It's not the difference between a good report and a bad report. Because in both cases, I have seen those women give glory to God. One through their joy and the other through their tears. Because they had faith and they glorified God. Peter obtained a good report when he was miraculously freed from that death cell in Jerusalem in answer to prayer. But James also obtained a good report when from the very same cell, think of that, the very same jail cell, he was executed just hours before. How is it that Peter was allowed to have his deliverance and James was not? And these all having obtained a good report by faith. In other words, look, it's not what you achieve. It's not what you win. It's not what we accomplish or acquire that matters to God. It's who we believe. It's our faith and trust. And in Hebrews chapter 11, all of these people believed God. And all of these people believed God too. That's why they obtained a good report. Both reports included troubles, temptations, and trust. But I want you to notice finally, and number four, both report cards also ultimately included triumph. Look at verse 39. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. Well, wait a minute. Noah didn't receive the promise? Abraham in the first part of the chapter, and these great stories of Samson and David and Gideon, they didn't? No. No, beloved, they didn't. Verse 39. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God, having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Finally, again, you'll see the triumph. In other words, they were all part of God's great redemptive plan that hands the baton down to us, and we're part of that great redemptive plan. And that plan does not end in a lion's den or in a lion's mouth in the Roman Colosseum. That plan did not end with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in that fiery furnace, or being burned at the stake somewhere in France. That plan just continued on. And God, having provided a better thing, look at verse 16, but now they desire a better country, that is, in heavenly. Wherefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. That is what a good report is for. Graduation day, folks, is not when you got healing. That's not when you get the report card and said, you got healing. You got healed. It was a miracle. Graduation day is not when you obtain financial blessing down here. Pastor, I prayed for this. I prayed for this. I got a good report card because I trusted God and he answered. That's not the report card. Not at that moment. So that trophy day or winner circle, medal platform, whatever you want to call it, that's when, by God's grace and by God's gift, you get eternal healing, everlasting joy, and perfect rest. And you trust God until that glorious day. So what does the Holy Spirit add to the conclusion of all of this? Because Hebrews 11 doesn't end with verse 40. Not the discussion. That's why the first word of the next chapter is wherefore. You want to see what wherefore is there for. Chapter 12, verse 1, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus. In other words, what's he saying? Hey, they're all in heaven. They passed the baton. You're running the race. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't become boastful. Don't become bitter. Keep on running your race with your eyes on the Lord of glory, and you will obtain a good report by faith. You know, there's a very simple, very powerful lesson of every single one of these people in Hebrews 11. It is this. The bigger your God, the more you trust him. These heroes, if you read through this and study their lives, they had a biblical view of God's greatness and faithfulness and immutability, and thus they took him at his word. Their God was a great God. He was the sovereign God. He was on his throne. He was a faithful God. He could not lie. People who have a little view of God, and let me just add that a little view of God is a God who just gives you goodies because that's what you want down here. People who have a little view of God, they don't really trust God through the fire and the trials and the troubles. There were some little people in this chapter, though they're not mentioned. Have you ever noticed the difference between verse 29 and 30? And I'll close with this. Did you ever notice by faith when they passed through the Red Sea, verse 29? As by dry land the Egyptians, as saying to do, were drowned. And then it goes to verse 30, by faith the walls of Jericho. Wait a minute, there's 40 years between those two verses. Where's all the stories of faith and subduing? Well, those 40 years, they were just wandering around, bitter, complaining. There's no great stories because there's no great faith because they didn't have a great God in their minds. These people, therefore, did not necessarily obtain a good report by faith. I pray that all of us as God's people will recognize that everybody's different in God's work. Their experiences with sickness or finances or family or their jobs may vary. The experiences that we have in America as Christians in the West are completely different than our fellow believers, our brothers and sisters in Christ in China. But they can obtain a good report by faith. And you can obtain a good report by faith. If you will, as these, trust God. Trust God, running with patience the race that is set before you, looking unto Jesus. He's a great God. He's a glorious God. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. And you can believe this, God. And God's people said, amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you for these who obtained a good report card. May we do the same. May we strive to do the same. And may we, as we live our daily lives down here, recognize that you do with all things well. And sometimes the experiences of your people differ. And you've told us in your word that it is not wise to compare one with another. That we have a calling for our own selves. And that is to believe you, to trust you, and to run our race. May we do that. May this church be faithful to do that. And we'll praise you for it. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
On behalf of everyone at Beacon Baptist Church, we thank you for joining us today. Our prayer is that your heart and life has been impacted through the biblical truths of this message. If you have questions or would like more information, please contact us through our website at beaconbaptistchurch.org. That's beaconbaptistchurch.org. May the Lord bless you.